Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back to our quiet, mysterious little glade in the forest, dear ones, for another evening of Dharma Dialogues. We will now begin the final set of questions posed by the Yaksha for Season 1. So far, we've talked about the sun's cosmic rhythm.
Yes, we talked about questions like who makes the sun rise and set.
That's right. We also talked about the pillars of wisdom.
Yup, we learned the source of true learning, how to cultivate intelligence, and the path to achieving greatness.
You've caught on really quickly, my dear. Do you remember what's next?
The next two topics were about Brahmins and Kshatriyas. We learned who they were and about their pious and impious practices. After that, I think we learned about gardeners and farmers. I learned that the rain and the seeds we plant are such important things.
Spot on! What about yesterday? What did we learn?
We learned about the person who is living and breathing, but not considered alive, because they only take and don't give back.
What a wonderful recap. Now, let's look at our final topic of the season, the measures of truth. The Yaksha asks a question about the earth itself.
The earth? That's one of the biggest and strongest things we know, right?
Yes, little one. And so he asks,
tell me, Yudhishthira, what is heavier than the earth?
And Yudhishthira, with eyes full of reverence, gave a simple, timeless answer.
The mother, O Yaksha.
What? But how can that be? My mother isn't that heavy, is she?
Not in the literal sense, little one. A mother is known to be soft and gentle. And yet, she bears weight far beyond what mountains can carry. The earth is praised for her patience, for holding up trees, oceans, buildings, and every living being without complaining. But think, dear one, our moms are just like the earth.
That does make sense.
Mothers lift us from our deepest sorrows, hold us through our worst tantrums, and carry the weight of our lives day after day. While the earth lets roots dig into her and still stands firm, a mother lets her children shout, cry, make mistakes, and still she loves. She forgives, she hopes, and wishes for the best for you.
That's true. My mother always cooks for me, even when she's feeling tired or sick. I rarely see her complaining about the work that she has to do, and does it with so much strength and grace. I don't think I could ever do that, and I think my mom is pretty amazing for that.
That's right. That is a sacred strength. Her love is not something that can be measured by weight or compared to gold. It is the soil in which we all grow.
So, she's heavier not because she's big, but because she carries so much love and responsibility inside her.
Exactly. Her patience, her sacrifice, her quiet strength makes her weightier than any world and more precious than any treasure. This brings us to our proverb for today. The earth holds mountains, a mother holds love. It is important that you, little one, remember to listen to your Amma always and show her your appreciation every day, not just on Mother's Day. Think about your mother or someone who has cared for you like a mother. What are the small, everyday ways they show their strength. Can you thank them today? Or do something kind in return? We would love to hear your reflections. You can write to us at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Until next time, dear ones, may you walk gently upon the earth and more gently still upon the heart of your mother.